I'm standing outside Studio G3 in what's known as the Baltic Social in Liverpool. And when I go into this studio, I'm going to be talking to one of Mandy's very favourite artists. That's Graham from The Vow. This is where the magic happens.
I see. So that's hand over there, is it?
Yeah. Someone's
So here I am, sitting next to Graham from The Vow. You do know that the presenter, Mandy Woodman, absolutely loves your music.
I love Mandy Woodman's music selections as well. As well as her. She's a legend in broadcasting circles, as you know.
She loves Oasis.
She loves Oasis. Unfortunately, this is The Vow, her second favourite band.
Well, let me tell you, you don't look anything like Liam O'Neill.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. And I had
something to say. Tell me about the new single, Nothing in This World. What's the idea behind it? What does it mean?
Oh, well, it's actually it's based upon two other songs by other artists. There was Young Savage by Ultravox, which was from the 1977, and also the bass line from Reward by The Teardrop Explodes. So it's got that sort of punky energy, and I think it's probably the most up-tempo song we've done so far, The Vow.
Tell me about the lyrics.
Lyrics are a bit nonsensical. They're essentially, it's about loss and getting over the end of a relationship or a friendship or somebody's life. There's nothing in this world that sets me free like you. It's a bit of positivity coming out of a negative situation.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Sorry.
That was a bit.
Yeah.
Your guitar hero moments.
Yeah, I'll have to start growing some long hair, won't I?
Tell me about the process of writing the song. Where do you get the ideas, and how do you start that process, if you like?
You know what? I've been doing this for so long that I... one thing that Noel Gallagher said, and this is from a songwriter's point of view, is that it's a bit like angling. If you go fishing, you've got to make the effort to go and do it and stick half an hour in. So I tend to just be strumming on my guitar, and a melody will come into my head, or I'll hear a phrase, or I'll see a phrase on the subtitles on the television. It could be absolutely anything, but unless you actually make the effort with your guitar, you're never going to get anything. So in this particular case, it was just I wrote it on the bass guitar, so it's got quite a nifty little riff, and it sort of developed from there.
How do you go from there to sitting with Simon, who we've heard you talking to today? What are the process you go through then?
Well, there's an awful lot of work, so essentially I have to, once I've got that bass riff, I have to come up with other parts for it. So it's the guitar, a melody, words, the keyboard lines, you know, and a general rhythm, you know. I know generally what sort of rhythm I'll have, and then I present it all to Simon. He tries to make some sense of it, and usually does make far more sense of it than what I made, and we then knock all my various ideas into shape, and Tony will come in and do his drums at a later date. And hopefully it all fits together nicely. You see, I spent an awful lot of time years ago learning how other people write songs and, you know, how songs are constructed. So I have I've got this feeling for how the song should sound and how all the various instruments should interact with each other.
And how long does Simon have to put up with you before the song is in an acceptable state?
It's normally 4 or 5 days per song.
So that's quite a long time.
It's a long time. We have to get things right. These are I'm trying to make the best records that you know I possibly can with Simon's help.
And so you get a lot of take up on Spotify and other platforms.
We do. I mean, it is appreciated around the world. You know, it seems to be doing particularly well in Latin America at the moment. But it's not just Spotify and streaming platforms. It's on in-store radio, background music, again, all over the world. So it's great that it's being heard. it would be nice to get some royalty payments or bigger royalty payments.
Tell me.
Yes, that's right. So I know that getting Mandy's single of the week for Nothing in This World is going to make a significant impact on my personal wealth.
Tell me about the other members of the band. You've mentioned Tony Potter. Tell me about Tony and the other members.
We've been together since 1989, when the first incarnation of the Vow was formed. We split up in 1992 and reformed in 2008 with the original guitarist, Martin Gilbert. Martin doesn't feature on this song, but he does feature on a substantial number of the Vow's tracks as the lead guitarist.
And the Vow used to play live at one time. Of course, you're a studio band now.
We are a studio band now, but we were... I think we were quite well known around the circuit between 89 and 91. We did quite a lot of gigs and,
you know... I should say you were well known. I get stopped by people who mention you.
Really?
Occasionally.
You know, people with long memories.
People with long hair and long memories.
Yeah, well, I've got neither of those, so...
I didn't want to say that.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are your hopes for Nothing in This World? I mean, in terms of downloads, what will you be happy with?
Streaming... And the in-store radio, I'm just happy that the music is out there and it's able to go around the world and go on its own journey, you know. So there's no limit to my happiness as far as streaming numbers go.
Have you ever fancied being a DJ?
Not really. I don't think I've got the voice for it, mate.
Well, you're going to have a go anyway, because this is your opportunity to introduce your new single to Mandy's listeners.
You're listening to All Things Rock and Indie with Mandy Woodman, and this is Nothing in This World by The Vow.
You've got to help me tonight. I'm a stranger. I can't go talking my mind in this place. Nowhere to go but home, and there is no one I know that wants to help me on. But when you talk so deep and light, I can sink so low inside. I sink so low, I know I must let you go. Something to say, but it's nothing. I was just losing my way, hey, in my life. And I had something to give, but I sold it. And I had someone to share it with. No reason to destroy. But when you fall to sleep so tight, can sink so deep inside.
There is nothing in this
I sink
world.
So deep, I know nothing I must
world.
Let him keep you,
nothing
but I
world.
Don't think I can. There's nothing in this world. Set me free, yo.
A million to one. All you gotta do is look at the front cover, open the first page, and you know you don't stand a chance. S O S.
I swing so low, I know I must let you go.